Okay, for this video, I wanted to go into first, I woke up this morning and I stumbled upon a Coach Greg Adams video. And this shit was funny, man. Cause and there was actually somebody else in there who said the same thing I said. That this is a complete fucking lie. There was a video of his where it talks about this guy. He's in the U.S. He got married to a woman that was 4 years older than him. So at the time, at the current time now, the woman is, I think, like 29 and the guy's like 25. And he wanted to take her to Paris for their honeymoon, for the wedding. And she tells him, you know, and her response was, y'all want to go, but I don't have a passport, right? So he's like, okay, cool, whatever. You know, life went on. We'll just postpone it until you get the passport. And so he goes off and like cleans up like his grandma, like her mom's like basement or some shit like that. And he stumbles upon a picture of her on the Great Wall of China. You know, see, after she said she never had a passport, she doesn't have a passport. He found a picture of her at the Great Wall of China. She's from America, the U.S. So he approaches her about it and goes, you know, like, I thought you didn't have a passport. And how'd you get here? Blah, blah, blah. So she just comes out openly and says, yeah, I was a hooker for like, you know, 5 months. And when I went to China, when I was in China prostituting, and I found, and I got caught with weed and a little bit of cocaine in my purse. Some dumb shit like that. And see, now this is why I say women can move light years ahead of men with this shit. Light years, man, from early ages. Like, this is what men do. I personally think it should be illegal for any man to have any legal contact with a woman, you know, that can have legal repercussions later. I think it should be illegal for any man to get involved with a woman until he's at least 30. Because it's unbelievable how fast moving and how fast thinking they are. Because and there's somebody else, they posted and they said the same shit, like, yeah, this is complete bullshit. She still lied to him. And she did. Because see, all a woman has to do is be skinny, suck dick, and not nag too much. And she is moving light years ahead of you. Okay? Like, don't even try to keep up with that shit. She will just move light. You can't keep up with it. Okay. As a man, you can't keep up with it. All you can do is just accept it and move on, type of thing. And she lied to him because of this. Now, I travel, right? So I know how this game works. Because she tried to say that because she got caught with weed and cocaine, that she got her passport taken and she can't get another passport, which is complete bullshit. That's complete. Okay, I'll say that either she was leaving out key factors into why she got her passport taken, not to mention the fact she was a prostitute, but it still isn't adding up. You don't get your passport taken for getting caught with weed and cocaine, okay? Because I got buddies of mine here now. One friend of mine, it was weird. We met in a completely weird way. I was selling a power drill, and he bought it, and we met. And come to find out, this motherfucker spoke fluent English, and he's from Kentucky, and I'm from Ohio. So we got, like, super cool because we both from, like, you know, the Midwest. So we understand each other, like, much more deeper type of thing, like, you know, in person. And that motherfucker smokes weed. He does all types of shit. You're not going to get your passport taken away. And you can't. Now, if anything, she may have been. The reality of it is she may have got banned from that country for a year, 2 years, 5 years, some shit like that. That happened. When you fuck up like that, that country may not want you back. But the whole. No, that has nothing to do with your original passport. I've heard all types of bad rumors, man. Like, people would ask me if I lost my citizenship to the U.S. because I've been gone for so long. No, you don't. The only way you lose your citizenship, like, you have to do something really bad to lose your citizenship. like that motherfucker, I think they made a movie about it, and he's living in Russia now. Is it Snowden? I'm horrible with names. But yeah, because he leaked military secrets, like legit shit. So he got his citizenship revoked. Like, but you know, weed, cocaine, no. That's nothing but a party night in Prague and a weak one at that. You see what I'm saying? Like, okay, and this is going to lead to the title of this video, like women, Western women traveling. the only way she could have got her, the only reason she's responded, that woman responded the way she did is the, I'm going to go into the top two ways of why she would do that. One, she left out a huge plot twist. The prostitution thing, she really didn't have to bring up prostitution, but she, for some reason, she felt the need to. Okay. But the top way that she could have gotten in trouble for drugs, she may have gotten caught in an airport with her luggage filled with cocaine and weed, something like that. She probably got caught in some shit like that. That would get you in trouble, like on a worldwide level. Or the other reason I can think of is, and this is what's going to lead to Western women traveling. She got out in that world, in the real world, outside of America, the UK, and Australia. She got out there in that real, where real women are, and seeing that, okay, she can't keep up with them. She can't keep up with that for too long. Because see, in America, that little eight you got in your neighborhood, let's say like if you live in Virginia or some shit like that, Nebraska or some shit like that, see that little eight or nine or 10 in that little area, see, women already know this shit. Women know this. Men don't know it. Men have to learn it and hear it and see it in action. See, that little 8, 9, and 10 you got in your little neighborhood or your little block or your city, you know, that's working upstairs in the business department, that bad bitch you got up to see, that bitch, she knows, okay, that is, let's say she's a 10. She knows she goes to L.A., sometimes, depending on where you are in Vegas, and New York City, she knows she goes there, that 10 that she is in Virginia, she automatically goes down to an 8. You know, she's starting to get looked over, passed over, stuff like that. And then for those women who travel outside the U.S., that 10 automatically drops like a 6.5, 7. Okay, because see in America, in westernized countries like that, America, the UK, and from what I'm gathering from so far, Australia, I've never been to Australia, but the people, because for some reason, I always bump into Australian people in the world. I always do. And from what I'm gathering, from the intel I've gotten, Australia looks like it's going along the same path. They have it, like, I'm willing to guess the obesity problems, a problem there, shit like that, you know, the taking less care of yourself there, having shit diets, it's looking like it's the same thing. So see, in the U.S. women suffer from this, like in these countries where the countries tried to mask the fact that women really want to be protected, and that women and they try to, you know, influence women to be strong and independent. They, like I said, a woman's default setting is self-destruct. So like in these countries where you know, that are pushing feminism and all this shit, I think the math, I think it's like 2 out of 3 women are just overweight. So right there, if you just do the math on it, 1 out of 3 women are even like genuinely desirable. And after that, you got to rule out the single moms, the drug addicts, the women, you know, over 40, 35. And once you deduce that number even smaller, you've got, I mean, in these Western countries, I'd say less than 1 out of every 10 women will be, you know, genuinely quality material for you to fuck with. And see, where guys fuck up in this shit is, and see, a lot of guys, like, I didn't realize I did it until I got the fuck out of America and I seen what I was doing. See, in America, men will just accept whatever it is and then just work with that a lot of times. You see, men are not pushing to fix anything a lot of times, especially with other people. If you're just being you, then men will just slowly, you know, adjust to you. So a lot of guys think that they like bigger women. You see what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not going to say every guy is going to fit this category, but I say there's a lot of guys who I think fit this category. They think that they like bigger women because American women have let themselves go so badly that every woman you're going to see is going to be overweight. So it's like, so you learn how to like that overweightness versus owning what you want and going after, you know, what you really want. This is because I caught myself doing it. And then when I left the U.S., I seen it fully. I was like, oh, like, see, I was talking myself down because I thought I had to deal with that. And I didn't have to deal with it. I can deal with you. I can get you. Oh, okay. Like, and it all started to hit. But yeah, that was just a side rant on that. I should make a whole video about that, about like a false attraction to obesity in women, because I think a lot of men really need to hear that and really need to think about it within themselves. Like, do I really like this, or did I teach myself to like this? Because, you know, these tens would just cost me $1,000 a minute to sit down next to them. Like, really, really think about it within yourself. I think I will make a video about that. But anyway, back to the original topic. You see, like I said, okay, let's say you're in Virginia, she's a 10. And you see, that woman knows, because she's probably tried it at least once or twice. She went to a big city. The second a woman gets off that bus or gets off that plane in that big city and she looks around, there's only so happy she can get now, because she's going to see that, yeah, these women in this bigger city, they're moving faster than me. They look better than me. They're nicer than me. They're nicer looking than me. Look, this is what women do. See, so this is why, if you live in Virginia or something like that, see, those women, they don't like to travel. Once they've done it once or twice in their life, they don't like to do it the only times I've ever heard women really liking to travel is when they go to a poorer country, because those men will still hype their heads up because the men are trying to get out the poorer country. So they'll come along and worship them and blah, blah, blah. So it can still work out right. You see what I'm saying? But see, like, these women, they don't like to go to, you know, Germany. They don't like to go to, like, countries, you know, more developed, like Prague. They don't like these countries. The more developed, they're not rich, but they're not poor. And like, you see, women, these Western women, they don't like these countries because, like I said, they're going to hop off that plane and then they're going to notice that their value dropped a solid 3 to 4 points just from, you know, proximity of being with these women. And so, like, with that girl who I originally talked about, the one who tried to say her passport got taken away, that's the second area that I think why she doesn't want to travel anymore. Because she got off, she rebuilt those memories of what she did and what she got away with when she was younger and got her passport taken away. Yeah, she's seen that shit and she remembers it. And she remembered how much she can get away with and all that when she was still, you know, super young and hot. And now the bitch is going on 30. She don't want to go there no more. She doesn't want to go there. Like, because I'm sure you guys have seen the pictures of, let's say, like, when a guy takes his wife to, like, you know, Dominican Republic or something like that, and he's just looking around, just cheesing, just smiling, drinking his little drink, and the woman, the whole time in the picture, she's just looking just like the whole vacation. And see, that's another topic. See, this is why women, whenever you go on a vacation with a woman, this is why the woman is always in a bad mood, you see? This is why, okay, if not your woman, I'm sure you've heard stories of, yeah, he took her to such and such place that she was just being bitchy the whole time they were there. That's why. You see what I'm saying? Because she got out there. She's seen that, yeah, well, I was Thomas's number one pussy in Cincinnati, but now we end up in Paris. He, like, I can't compete with these French bitches. So she's mad. So she's going to do anything she can to ruin his time. Because her time is ruined, because she realized what she really was on the planet. And it was a shock. And it killed her. That's why. That's why when women go on vacation, they don't like to travel. They hate that shit. Like I said, if they travel, they'll go to, like, countries that are, like, either stereotypically poor or countries that just are poor. Like, like white women. There's an influx of this. Like, white women love to go to Africa to fuck black dudes. Because, see, there, they can kind of control the black dudes because they got all the money. The women will have all the money walking in that situation. So the guy will treat them better, and, you know, and he'll hype her head up, try to get out the country and, you know, get taken care of by her. That's what it is. Like, that's the reality of it. So, like I said again, see, these women who travel, they every now and then you find a bitch who likes to hang out in Italy or some shit like that. And most times those women are the women who, like, they're like, they either lived there when they was a little girl for years, or they have an Italian passport. Because I don't know if you guys knew this, like, if your parent was born in Italy, but y'all live in America now, like, you could get an Italian passport and you could buy a house and all that shit, you know, there. Like, I could go into that whole passport game, man. Like, I've heard so many stories and watch the stories play out. Like, you have a lot of options. Like, but some people are born in these options, some people aren't. But anyway, back to the story. Women do not like the travel. Like they like the idea. And see, and the funniest part when bitches travel is this. When they get older, right? Because when I first came here, there was a group of American bitches. All of them fucked up and went back to the U.S. now. None of them are still here. They never left the U.S., right? A lot of them. Or they did, you know, it was while they were still 20 and hot. So they had a whole different perspective on the world. So a lot of these girls, they were, you know, they had already graduated from college two or three times. They were, you know, they already worked, had professional careers in the U.S. and they were trying to start something out over here. And a couple of them, they were still good looking because I was supposed to have a threesome with one of them and her friend. She told me to hit her up after we were done with the program we were in. But I ended up meeting my wife at the time. And I was 20 miles outside of Prague by the time the program was over. So I just never contacted her. But if she ever stumbles upon this, like I remember because you told me to hit you up while we were walking next to Palladium in the center of Prague. I remember you told me to hit you up for about the threesomes after the program. But I ended up getting married. But anyway, when they come here, like I said, okay, when they're in America, they get their heads hyped off these bitch movies, these Lifetime movies, these love novels, Sex in the City, where these bitches are getting like flown to fucking Prague and they're living in this high rise with elegant furniture and they're drinking wine and eating expensive cheeses all day and eating pastries. And the man comes home every day. He's a banker from Wall Street and he got transferred to Paris. And you see, they feed bitches that illusion. So then in America, what happens is they think, oh yeah, life is going to be like that. When I go to Europe, I'm going to live in this lavish life and guys are going to be, are going to worship me. And and they fall into it. So then they fly over here. And then first off, they see the airport isn't as clean as they thought it was going to be. Right. Cause they didn't show that in the movie. They didn't show the dirt, like when people go from Ohio to New York City, see, they don't show you the dirty ass streets. And on TV, they don't show you how the subway smells like piss in New York City. See, they don't show these darker, these dirtier sides of places on TV and in love novels and shit like that. They don't tell bitches this shit. So bitches don't know. So they get there and they just, and then they get to walk in and they start seeing girls walking around effortlessly looking better than they did in their prime. So their self-esteem it slowly just goes down. It's like, this isn't what Sex in the City taught me. This isn't what the love novels told me. Lifetime didn't show this part. And then they just keep diving lower and lower to the point like they don't like it. But see, I know how women's minds gonna work in this. When they go back to the US, now they can tell all the future guys back home that, yeah, I was in Paris, I was in Amsterdam, I was in, you know, I went to Vienna, I was in Austria, you know. So because she thinks that it's going to make that guy work harder to please her because now she's, you know, experienced in the world now. That's how that's going to play out. But yeah, I'm going to make the next video about a false love for obese women. That's what I'm going to make the next video.